It is the radio segment that was originally titled Chad Stories, but we didn't think that had a nice ring to it, so we called it Laser Stories. It's the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everybody else does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Gainesville, Florida. 41-year-old Davina Cutchall was at a buffet restaurant last week when she started yelling swear words at someone across the room.
I really like laser stories when they start with a buffet in Florida.
So a woman asked her to stop doing it in front of her son, stop yelling from across the room. And in response, Davina grabbed her fork and made stabbing motions with it while she walked toward the other woman.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Surprisingly, this is a low-key day at most buffet restaurants. Then a random guy tried to get in between them before Davina could actually stab the woman with the fork. And Davina threw a soda in his face.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
She was armed and ready to go, man.
And then that started off an entire restaurant food fight.
Oh, no way!
I've always kind of wanted to be in one.
Both of the women attacked each other and fell onto the ground, pulling hair and wrestling while food was flying through the air from people at other tables. One child around 8 years old was seen throwing sliced watermelon like ninja stars.
That's awesome.
A great scene.
So cool.
And an even older woman, who witnesses say appeared to be in her late 80s, threw a bowl of ketchup at someone and then just ran away.
Okay.
Probably ran away very, very slowly, I would imagine.
Right. With her walker.
In the end, cops showed up and made multiple arrests. Plus, Davina was taken to jail for aggravated assault. But a fun day at the buffet.
What?
This next laser story is out of St. Paul, Minnesota. There's a 32-year-old guy named Gregory Jenrick who works as a mechanic for the local metro system.
Uh-huh.
He's been working there for the past decade and has a spotless attendance record. Ooh. Plus, he's never been late once.
Did someone want to make this guy late? He needs to lighten up a little bit
in
life.
I hate people like this.
I know.
I'm like, really, dude? Come on.
But a few days ago, his on-time streak was in serious jeopardy. The reason? Greg stopped at a gas station on his way to work, probably allowed himself an extra 15 minutes because he knew he had to be there because the guy's always on time. And while he was there, he accidentally locked his keys in his car.
So the pressure, too, that is on this guy.
Greg freaked out, and instead of calling in to let his boss know that he'd be late, just one time in over 10 years,
sure
he did the
fine.
Next best thing. Yeah. He stole a city bus.
What?
The bus was parked outside of that same gas station, and nobody was in it. And the driver had left it running while he went into the store to buy something.
Oh my gosh.
So Greg just hopped in and took off. Unfortunately for him, the bus had a GPS tracker in it, which Greg probably should have known about.
Right.
So the cops pulled him over on the highway just 3 minutes from his work. He was almost there on time.
Oh, so close.
God, the pain is there for me, for him.
A spokesman says they'll be exploring Greg's employment over the next few weeks, a.k.a. Greg's getting fired.
No.
I wish there was people on the bus just going to work with him suddenly. Like, where are you taking us?
He's also facing up to 5 years in jail for felony auto theft.
Oh, no.
All because he didn't want to be late to work.
Yeah. That'll be really late to work.
Yeah, he's a good employee, though. Most people wake up a few minutes late and they're like, I just got a call in sick today.
Yeah, I'm not going in.
Yeah. We actually had somebody do that on the show once. It was like they showed up after the show had started, or they didn't show up, and then they called. They're like, I'm just going to stay home the rest of the day. You're like, well,
are you serious?
You
still got
still
like four
late.
More, four and a half hours to get in here. Anyway, this next laser story is out of Palm Coast, Florida. 25-year-old Jessica Conti went to a pizza place the other night and ordered some garlic knots. She did not order Parmesan on top, but the employees sprinkled cheese all over them anyway.
Best part.
And Jessica didn't like that. And when she opened the box, she became enraged.
Maybe she just read that study that said Parmesan cheese is actually made out of wood.
Yeah.
So Jessica started arguing with the workers and demanded her money back. The cashier did give her a refund, but he put the money on the counter, which Jessica thought was disrespectful.
Oh, my God.
And that's when things got even uglier.
He's gonna throw it at me?
It's just some Parmesan.
Jessica went outside and brought three of her friends back into the restaurant.
What?
And the four of them started trashing the place.
Oh.
They threw food and boxes everywhere. They slammed a glass Parmesan container into a TV.
Whoa. Smash, smash, smash.
They even knocked the register and fax machine off the counter.
Come on.
If I was at a pizza place with my friend and they came out, they're like, they put Parmesan on it, and then they set the change on the counter.
Yeah.
How do you have their back?
Great, let's go.
Not that big of a deal, yeah. Can we go eat our pizza now? I'm not going to go trash the restaurant with you.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
The cops say they did about $3,000 in damage.
Whoa.
Wow.
Crazy enough, the employees at the pizza place actually knew all of the vandals and identified them. So the cops arrested them at one of their houses a few hours later.
Oh, gosh.
All four were charged with burglary and criminal mischief.
Good.
All over Parmesan cheese sprinkled over garlic knots.
But those are some serious ride or die friends.
Yeah.
I mean, that
yeah,
is for sure, you know?
This next laser story is out of Ohio. 24-year-old Antonio Cummings was visiting friends in Cleveland this weekend for somebody's birthday. And they all wound up at a strip club.
Yeah.
Yes. And as they were leaving around 2 in the morning on Saturday, the guys got into an argument over which state had better strip clubs, Ohio or Florida.
Oh man.
The old Ohio or Florida strip club debate. I can't tell you how many times I've been in that one.
We all know it's Oregon, by the way. Just saying.
That is one of the age-old questions that guys ponder. So naturally, it escalated, and one of the guys from Cleveland pulled out his gun and shot Antonio in the leg.
Oh, kapooya! Kapooya!
I can see that how it escalates, though, because even Jose has to throw in who his opinion
right?
is for.
Like,
and we all know it's Canada. Canada actually has way better strip clubs than anywhere in America.
I've heard that.
You know what? I'm going to go out to the car and get my Glock, Jose.
Yeah.
You're getting shot in the leg.
It's an argument that you guys just can't help yourself but get into.
So this guy shot his friend in the leg, arguing which state had better strip clubs. So I guess Ohio wins by a TKO.
Seriously.
There's no word if the cops have made any arrests yet, but they probably won't because they're like, yeah, he was right.
Yeah.
They had better strip clubs.
He deserved it.
This next laser story is out of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers are a minor league team for the Milwaukee Brewers. And the team just announced a new menu item that's guaranteed to bring people out to the ballpark for this upcoming season.
God, I love it. Every year they come out with new stuff at different ballparks.
Ballparks are worse than fairs anymore.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of right.
The name of the item that they've created is called Meat Lover's Pizza Burger.
Oh, no.
It's basically a quadruple cheeseburger wrapped in an entire pepperoni and sausage pizza.
That sounds so rich. That is so gross.
And that is so many different types of animals there.
From the picture, it almost looks like a strange meat quesadilla type thing. But instead of a tortilla, you just have pizza folded in half.
But it'd still be extra cheesy.
Burger in it. Ugh. Instead of cheese inside, you have four hamburger patties instead of the pizza.
Because one is just not enough. Right?
They're selling it for $22.
I would only be impressed if the athletes on the field would start eating these type of things.
Be puking so quick.
That'd be the worst game ever.
This next laser story is out of the internet. A new survey asked men, if your girlfriend proposed to you, would you say yes? And, not so shockingly in my opinion, 73% say yes, they would.
Really?
Yes.
73% of dudes say they would say yes if their girlfriend proposed to them.
I say that's
not a shocking fact to me because it takes the work out of it.
No.
Like, dude, how awesome would that be? You don't have to plan a proposal. You don't have to buy a ring. You don't have to do any of the hard work. She does it for you. That would be amazing.
I would like to think that some men get excited about that moment in their life, Jubal.
Man, it'd be way more exciting if you didn't have to put in the legwork.
Your reaction would be the same as a girl because you're so shocked.
Yeah.
Oh my God, really? You're asking?
You know how incredibly lazy I am. I wanted to do it for months now, but I just, you know, didn't have time to get around to it.
Crying.
So thank you for doing this for me. So that means 27% of guys would say no if their girlfriend proposed to them.
Uh-huh.
I think if you want to marry somebody, you should ask them no matter what your sex is.
Yeah.
You know?
It is old school, but
sex,
I like it.
Species, whatever. If you're a shoe and you're tired of this turtle humping you without locking it down for good, ask the turtle for its little, they have hands, paws. What do turtles have? Ask it for that in marriage. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday. Moving 92.5.